Good evening and welcome to House of MNSM Talk Radio. And now, coming into the studio are the two engineers of this Leather Kink Madness, Master Noel and Sir Mark.
Good evening, everybody. This is Sir Mark.
How are you, folks?
I'm a tired.
I'm tired. Why ever would you be tired, honey?
God, we need to clone ourselves.
Oh, fuck. You came home and you slept for 2 hours. I was down here having to beat the boy.
Oh, having
yeah, I wanted to
beat
my
the
duty,
boy.
You
finally got rid of that hard-on that hadn't left since Friday?
Pretty much. Yeah, just a little.
God knows it's not because somebody else in Cleveland was trying to get to it. Pretending wink wink that he wasn't.
Who was that? Wink wink.
Somebody from New York City, maybe. Wink wink.
I don't know. Wink wink. Oh, wink wink.
You know the big top.
No, honey. Big verse. All right. So,
right now we're we're going to have Sir Ben call us and join us online on the show right now, and we're going to talk about last night. It was an amazing night in Cleveland. They hosted their first leather puppy contest last night, and it was nice to see the nice mixture of people in the crowd and competitors, and it was great to see. Even we'll get into what happened, okay. But it was a great night.
All right, let me see here. Sir Ben, can you hear us? Sir Ben?
Wolf?
Hello?
Is he there?
Hello? Sir Ben?
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
Hello.
Okay, sorry. First day with the new soundboard. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing real good. So who we got there?
CB.
So go ahead. See. Say hi.
Hi. How you doing, Sir Ben?
Good.
Good.
So we were just telling everybody about the Cleveland. They had their first pup contest. I think it went very, very well. We enjoyed being there, of course. Now, what was your role in that that contest, Sir Ben?
Me and my pup, Yonir, are the owners and producers of the competition.
And last night with that, you learned a lot, didn't you?
Well, we all did.
We all learned a lot last night. Wasn't it intriguing?
Yeah, definitely a fun night.
Why don't we going to let you two tell a story, just to fill everybody else out that's out there listening. Sir Mark and myself were invited up by Sir Ben to be to the judges. Thank you very much for that. It was awesome.
Yes.
CB Kirby, obviously, who's on the line with us as well with Sir Ben, was invited up from New York. He's been in the community forever because he's like old as dirt and shit. And then we also had Daddy
actually,
Greg.
He said 500 years he's been in the community.
500, yep.
He's and preserved really. Quite well, right, well, actually.
Daddy yeah. Greg.
He must be a vampire then, probably.
Is it Daddy Greg was the other judge?
Daddy.
Yes. Sir Ben?
Are you... So, Sir Ben, can you... Who were the other judges with us last night?
Who was what?
Who was the last judge?
It was you two, CB, and Daddy Greg Lakota.
Daddy, thank you. I just couldn't remember his last
Very
name.
Very handsome fucker. Ooh. I would have loved to. I mean, he's handsome now. I'm not even gonna dare guessing how old he is, but I would have loved to seen him in his 30s, 40s. Whew.
So go ahead and I'm gonna let Sir Ben. I'm gonna let you tell what happened last night, and we're just gonna open a discussion on this. Go ahead.
Well, last night we had the first ever Cleveland Puppy Competition at Cocktails Cleveland. We had three contestants, with Pup Thunder, Pup Taiju, and Pup Spotty. The competition was pretty close.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. No, we can hear you. I just muted my phone so that way you come in clear. So we can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So like I said, we had the three pups were Pup Thunder, Pup Kaiju, and Pup Spotty. We had all four of the categories done and everything. We did have a little bit of a mix-up on the tally, and it was mixed up on what was announced as the winner and first runner-up, and we had to recalibrate everything and retally everything up, and we had to make everything right, because in our community, we live by our values of honesty, integrity, respect, and trust, so we had to set this right and announce the real winner, and not just sweep it underneath the rug and just leave it as it stands, because it wouldn't be right. So we had our first Cleveland puppy was Pup Kaiju, which is also our transgender pup in our group. And Pup's Body was the first runner-up.
And we have to give it to these two individuals because it could have been, it could have turned a little bit ugly or nasty. But, you know, we really gave them a lot of credit because not only the two of them, but the three of them represent what being a pup is all about. And the camaraderie that was there last night and the respect that was there last night, it could have gone one way or the other. And, you know for a fact that these two individuals and the three contestants are going to work together to make a difference in our leather community. And I posted it on Facebook today. You know, every so many years there's something that happens in certain groups. And right now the puppy movement that's happening is bringing a new energy in the leather community, and it's an energy we haven't seen in a long time. And what I like about it is that there's a lot of people who are not sure about what is happening or what puppy play is about. And right now, I was just talking to a pup in Toronto who's just new to the scene, and I explained to him that, you know, the new Cleveland pup is a transgendered pup, and he goes, "What do you mean, a female?" I go, "Well, actually, he was a female," you know, and I explained to him, "Oh, there are female pups." And I go, "Yes." I said, "Pups come in all shapes, size, and sexuality." And I said, "That's the thing being a pup. It doesn't matter what size you are, what gender you are. Being a pup comes from the inside." And he was like, "Wow, that's cool." I said, "Thank you." I said, "That's what it's about." So last night was a great proof of that, to see these three people realizing, you know, that. And I told them, "You guys, you know, you have something on your shoulders. You know, it's not only a title, but you can do something with it and have fun with it."
So yeah, I completely agree with everything. And these three are going to be amazing, no matter who the winner was or anything. All three of those pups are amazing pups.
Yeah,
they've been down to a pup night all the time. They're always there to help out and do fundraising and everything. They're amazing, amazing pups.
Yeah,
I'm very proud of all three of them.
Yeah, and the one thing that the three of them all said that they had in common is that for them being pups, it made them being more comfortable in their skin for who they are and who they're becoming, and funny feeling.
Yeah, they had all said that they were real shy as well, and that had helped them come out. That showed a lot. Like, they were pretty nervous up there. They did an amazing job.
They did. So really, Sir Ben and Pup, you know, thank you so much, you guys. Did you see how I did that?
Yeah, nice.
You guys, you know, no matter what happened last night, we cleaned it up. It was a good thing. It was an amazing night. And thank you for taking the time and the energy for doing that.
Now, CB, I know that you're there as well. CB Kirby from New York City, who stood up on a chair and yelled at a patron last night. That was well done. I loved it.
He was being butch.
I was going for my boot knife. Anyways, what did you... I mean, you've seen a million competitions. You truly have in your 500 years in the community. I was wondering, like, how did you feel about the, like, does this happen often? Is this, you know, something, you know, is it happen a lot? And you know, how have you seen it handled before?
So I'm going to be really honest, across the board, and we're talking not just within the gay community or the LGBT community, but in the BDSM leather community as a whole, I have seen mistakes happen within a contest. And, you know, nine times out of ten, what was done last night is what I have seen done. There have been the occasional ones that have been kind of swept under the carpet. And, you know, I think I said it best last night that integrity is everything. And I applaud Ben for standing on the core values. I applaud my fellow judges for standing up and coming to, like, a, I think the group came to to a common decision that we were going to correct this and we were going to be transparent with everything. And I think that, this being Cleveland's first pub contest, I think that meant the world. I'm like everyone else. I applaud those three contestants for handling it in the manner that they did, because they're going to go forward, not just Kaiju the winner, but Spotty and Thunder as well. They're going to go forward, and they're only going to make this pub community and the leather BDSM community here in Cleveland only that much stronger.
Yeah. No, it was a great, all around, it turned out to be a good night.
When you're going to talk, just look at me because I'm keeping us muted, so okay. That way. Sorry there. I totally agree that it was a positive thing, and I mean there was of course a little bit of drama. I mean that's got to be very difficult to win something and not necessarily have it taken away, but just to have it passed along to someone else. I mean, now for the amount of people that were there and all. Is that like an average kind of a night for a new contest, CB?
Yes, unfortunately. It is sometimes on how busy it is like that and everything when we have our contest down there. And we do have the few people who come in there and think that, well, it's our bar, we can do what we want to and everything. Well, you guys know that we hold contests down here. We've been doing it for years down here, so you know you need to be quiet while this is going on. But you have some people in the communities who don't want to do that. They think that they could just be loud and talk and do it whatever they want to, be disruptive, and we just have to basically just tell them go outside and talk if you want to, either that or leave, because we're not going to tolerate it. So you need to be quiet and respect the people that are up here on stage.
It's crazy that happens everywhere. It's funny that happened there, because last night, as you probably know, Boy Alex, myself, and Slave Wayne still did the King Night at Envy. And we have a playroom set up there. I take some of the equipment I've built down, and we allow people the place to play. And it was later in the night, and three ladies came in, and younger ladies, young lesbians. And one of them spotted what was going on there, and then she runs over to her other three. And then all three of them come up there and start laughing and pointing and, like, making fun at the people in the playroom doing their things. And Boy Alex caught on it before I did and jumped over and says, look it, there's no place for that here. Stay away. You get that everywhere. Yep. It's amazing in every event. But it's great. You guys, we just got to handle when those situations come out. It just proves we just got to have the integrity to just handle them.
Yep. You know. All right, we're going to have to go and take a short break. We're going to keep you guys on if you'd like. When we come back, I'm going to ask you, Sir Ben, what is going to be coming in the future for the pup community in Cleveland, what you plan on doing with the title, where the winner from this goes, and we're just going to continue on. So hang on.
We'll be right back.
This is House of MNSN.
Hey, what you drinking, baby?
You're listening to Master Noel and Sir Mark on House of MNSN Radio.